All right. My next guest today, I am super excited and intimidated. I'm not intimidated because she's a Harvard graduate. I've known Harvard graduates before. I'm not intimidated because she's an adjunct professor at NC State. I'm not intimidated because she's a PR expert. I am intimidated because she was on the WRL news desk for 7 years, which means she is way better at these types of things than I am. So I've got to step up my game. Makaya Thurman, thank you for helping me step up my game today.
Jason, I'm so excited to be here. I got to say, those are not reasons. I was thinking you were going to say something like, I am intimidated because she's so big and forceful and those things. That's not what you went with. So I'll take former newscaster any day.
You've done all this before. It's like super easy for you.
It is. It's been 8 months and now I'm retired. I consider myself retired. So this is dusting off the old skill set.
So talk about that retirement because— we're at Industrious now, and a lot of people here are startup founders. A lot of people here are thinking about taking that next step. Starting a company is difficult. Taking that next step in your career is really difficult. How did you come to that conclusion? Talk about your thought process in stepping off the anchor desk and doing something completely different.
And I know you know this. When you know. And there's just this like gut reaction that you have. I'm a person of faith, so it was a God thing for me where the timing happened, doors open. But it's scary. I never want to sugarcoat it and pretend like, you know, all the angels descended on me. And it was terrifying. This idea of this thing I went to school for, got a master's degree in, and have done for 10 years. I'm now going to pivot and move into PR. But what I've learned is that journalism and PR are from the same family. And in fact, being a news anchor for so long, no one knows messaging better than I do. And so when companies come to me now and say, how do I tell my story? I'm like, listen, this is the part that we have to really finesse versus this other part that you may think is cool, but really we really need to wait or table it for later.
Yeah, that's so smart. Like, when did you come to the point though where you're like, okay, yes, I am happy I did this?
Instantly.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're talking quality of life, right? So many people don't know this. When you're a morning news anchor, you wake up at 3 a.m. I did that for 7 years.
That's too early.
So if anyone asked me why I left, I'm like, literally, if that's the only reason, totally fine.
But wait, what's your strategy there? Do you go to bed at like 9? Do you take naps?
9,
like, what do you?
6 p.m.
6 p.m., okay.
Every day, and was comfortable doing that. And I knew instantly that I was making a better decision for myself, for my family. I was missing weddings. I was missing birthdays. And at some point, the opportunity cost was too great. So I knew quality of life. I knew I was making an impact, and I knew I was able to tell positive stories and not the kinds of things that we see on the news today, which already, like, it energized me.
Yeah. Let's talk about PR. Tell the audience what you do now.
I'm a PR strategist now. I work with venture capitalists. I work with B2B, B2C, a lot of tech companies. And really what my goal is to help you tell your story and get the press that you deserve. Whatever you may think about press or media, we need it to survive, right? Yeah. And there's so many levels to it. It's not about getting in a magazine. It's about getting that right placement. Because you may say, I want Wall Street Journal, but this trade publication is actually what's going to elevate you and get you to investors that you need. So that's what I specialize in. I work with a fantastic team, a CEO that is a genius. And so I'm just so lucky to be surrounded by people who say, we'll take this firm, former journalist and really help her, you know, get accustomed to PR life.
That's amazing. So startup founders typically don't have a ton of time or money. So from a PR perspective, you need PR to get the word out there and to get business. What are some ways that startup founders can try to earn PR without a ton of time and a ton of money?
Well, you have to really shore up your story. And by that, I mean, if I ask you what you do, please tell me X for Y. And that's one thing that I've already picked up. Please tell me that I am the Uber of whatever. Simplify it. What I find from a lot of startup founders is there is a 10-minute explanation about why they're the best, the first, the brightest. And it's just like, listen, there are other people doing the same thing.
Why are you solving the problem?
Right. Exactly. So it's really tough, right? To say, I've poured my life into this, my finances. But if you know what you do and can tell it to me in a sentence, that's when you're elevated. Yeah. That's when you're in that next level. And I go, okay, also real people. When we're talking about messaging, what is your product doing for real people? Tell me the impact. I don't want to know how much money and those things, because at the end of the day, if I go to a reporter, they're going to say, show me the person. Who's my audience? Who cares? Right? And if you can get that who cares to be, and you understand who cares, that's when we can really get that story out there and get you elevated to a place where I would say you're making a difference on a national scale and not just in your neighborhood, in your community. But it's hard, right? Yeah. You talk to startup founders all the time and they think they know what gets pressed. And you see, being a journalist, that listen, this is what we need on this podcast.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So what about from a local media perspective? Like if a founder wanted to get his company, his or her company into, you know, WRL TechWire, for example, how would that work? Like, is it relationship based? Like how do you go about even starting something like that?
It's highly relationship based. I want to tell you that, hey, no, anybody, anywhere, it's relationships. You need to go to the events.
Yeah.
You need to be seen at the in the spaces and in the communities that you hope to reach. Now, let's say you want to get on ABC 11 or on WREL, whether that be in print or in broadcast, you have to send those emails. And by that, I mean, I don't need a long explanation. Again, we're getting back to that. Tell me in five sentences what we can talk about on this podcast.
Yep.
Tell me what you do. Tell me, and it may not be your business. It may be the founder story that and the founder stories are my absolute favorite because it's where did you come from? A lot of people struggle with that vulnerability of saying I came from nothing. I quit and left everything behind, but sometimes that's a great story. Maybe because you're a Black female in a space dominated by white men.
Yeah.
Maybe like it may be that. And so that may be the thing that raises the profile and they're like, oh, I don't want to really draw attention to my Ivy League education or whatever it may be. And it, that founder story can really get you in the door and allow you to occupy space that normally would have been delegated to someone else nationally. And I'm speaking specifically now just of local media, local magazines and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. The guest that we just had on, Marcus Ogden, I don't know if you're familiar with him or know his story. Amazing founder story. He was bankrupt in 2013. I think he hit rock bottom twice, basically. And, you know, he was millionaire, doing great. And then fast forward a few years, he is a custodian and a clown at birthday parties and everything because he had lost everything.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, that story in itself is just amazing. What I found it for local media, especially, is you've got to have the relationships with the writers. And the writers are always looking for something. Like they've got to feed that content beast at all times. And so if you can make their job easy by giving them a great story in a short email, they will love that. And they will be on board for it.
And the three things that I think that you can do is send bullet points on each topic that you can talk about.
Yeah.
Make my life easy. I have to interview you and know what questions you can ask and have you not say, I don't know. Tell them, hey, for instance, I can talk about this industry. I can talk about what's next and how AI is implicating things in this arena. I think that those are sending those three bullet points when you send it to a reporter makes my job easy of thinking, okay, this is where I'm going to place you.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yep. How do you get connected to like national types of publications, either for what you do for as a PR agent or, you know, for a founder?
It's really hard. And it's amazing to me when I hear founder XYZ saying, get me in New York Times. And I'm like, with what? Like, you know, you have to, because as a PR person, I can burn relationships if I'm sending crap stories. So it's really important that we have that foundation and that relationship where you're PR to client and you can say, listen, we got to come sharper than that. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to national media, what I find is engagement on social media and their LinkedIn. Most reporters are tweeting. Don't just show up in their email inbox. Yeah. Say, your puppy looks so cute. Comment on a couple different photos. And after a while, it's like, why do I know that name? When it pops up in the inbox. I have had reporters on the national level follow me after I've left news. Many have followed me during because I was in the industry. But afterwards, and they're like, oh my gosh, I saw you, da-da-da-da. Congrats on the opportunity at NC State. And it's that social media that gives you front row access to almost anyone. And if you're in their feed enough, they're going to answer your email.
Yeah. What makes for, besides the length of the email, what makes for a terrible pitch?
Okay, a long subject line.
Okay.
Don't send me a long subject line. 5 words, 6 words. When I see what should be your first 3 sentences in a subject line, first of all, Google cuts it off. And then I'm scrolling like, what are you thinking? It's like first name. Like, so Micaiah, story pitch for you to read. Idea about, and you sit there and you're like, oh my gosh, make it stop. You're laughing because you get them all the time. Yes. I know you do. And you're like, how about you just say podcast guest, founder who saved the world, like something super simple. You have tears in your eyes because you're laughing so hard.
You've got to give me like 2 sentences in like a short subject line and then 2 sentences. And then if you want to give me the TLDR version, cool. But odds are I'm not going to read that part.
I keep scrolling.
Yeah.
And it just makes me say, if you can't tell me your story in an email, it's going to waste my time to try to get you to shore it up in a 5-minute interview. And so I think really finessing that idea of the elevator speech, you know, some people used to call it elevator. Now it's escalator. It's even short.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be max 10, 15 seconds that you need to be able to say what you do.
Yeah. These are some great tips, Micaiah. How can our viewers connect with you?
Big thing is I'm on social media, Micaiah Thurman. I'm literally the only Micaiah in the world. So it's M-I-K-A-Y-A. Thank you to my parents for that. And once you type in that part, the rest will come up, Micaiah Thurman on all platforms.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Micaiah.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.